This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's in Northern Wisconsin, needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, December 21st at 10 a.m., the Phillips Children's Museum is hosting a Christmas party with Santa. There will be fun, games, music, food, and of course, what might be your last chance to visit Santa before Christmas. Once again, this is happening Saturday, December 21st at 10 a.m. through to 2:30 p.m. at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Whether looking to do some ice fishing or taking a skating opportunity, it is important to practice proper ice safety. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Some sheets of ice may look safe to walk on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. People planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where they're going and when they expect to return. You need at least 4 inches of ice thickness to walk out on safely. Winds also play a key factor in shifting ice sheets around where you could break away from shore.
Thursday, December 26th from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center invites you out to bring the family for a free showing of Stranger in the Woods, followed by refreshments and a ranger program. You can journey into the winter woods and meet two snowdrifts, Pierre and Janine. They will introduce you to their forest friends and reminisce about a mysterious stranger who once visited. This entertaining combination of live video and wildlife photography is based on the award-winning children's book, Stranger in the Woods. Contact Leia with questions at 685-2662. Once again, that's happening Thursday, December 26th from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 29270 County Highway G in Ashland. Wisconsin state parks are now moving to a new 12-month admission pass. Brittany Merlot explains the difference.
Wisconsin state parks are now moving to a new 12-month admission pass. It's something that's been available in surrounding states and will now be here in Wisconsin starting Monday, December 2nd. The new pass, available for purchase, will be valid for an entire year from the day you buy it, when previously all passes expired on December 31st, even if you bought it just a few months prior in October. With the new pass, let's say you purchase it in February. It'll be good until the following February. The pass will be marked to indicate the month and year in which it'll expire. People are encouraged to save time by buying their passes online. Orders placed online will receive an email receipt with a confirmation number that can be used immediately for park entry. I'm Brittany Merlot for Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
The Packers beat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay jumped out to an early lead and beat the Seahawks 30-13. The Packers scored on a 10-play opening drive. Running back Josh Jacobs was the ball carrier on 9 of those plays.
I always want to set the tone. I always want to start the game a certain type of way to create, you know, energy and things like that for the team.
The Packers offense began to sputter in the third quarter. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's something that we're going to have to clean up, just having that consistency through four quarters and be able to put together a four-quarter battle.
Next, the Packers host the Saints on Monday Night Football. College volleyball, the Wisconsin women's team losing the regional finals to Nebraska in 3 straight sets.
It's always hard when you lose that your last match. You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and stacking years on top of that.
As Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. Not many people have had a run in TV like Ted Danson. Even when the former cheer star and current star of A Man on the Inside doesn't like a project, it turns into a hit. Danson says he thought Curb Your Enthusiasm sucked, but still agreed to play himself to help out his pal Larry David because he felt sorry for him. Danson went on to be in every season of the critically acclaimed show and admitted later it reinvigorated him and made him want to be funny again. Just a quick message to God regarding the way too successful Ted Danson. That'll do. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is foggy this morning, going to be cloudy with a few off and on snow showers through the day. It'll also be windy with a high of 33 this afternoon, tonight down to 19, tomorrow cloudy, 26 by Wednesday, mostly cloudy and colder with a high of only 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.